Shatanaga, or however you say their name.
Stream the show live on ESPNLincoln.com. Now, back to the show.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warmer G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones rolling in my ride, chilling all alone. Just hit the
east side. Welcome back into Greg and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5 1480. So, NFL free agency, we're a few weeks in now. We've learned a lot about free agency this year, and I think we've learned about some trends that are moving in some directions in the NFL because of free agency. Some things to pay attention to this year, and then I think even next year, but some things to pay attention to that's been going on. One of those trends, and this is a really interesting one, and we're seeing it right now, one of the biggest storylines out there, Dak Prescott, the Dallas Cowboys. That's what this is affecting. But we saw a clear trend in free agency this year, shorter deals. Players wanted to get two-year deals so that way they could hit free agency again when that TV money kicks in 2 years. Smart or dumb move for the players to be pushing that?
I think it's smart. If you're looking at future and you're looking at
remember, this is the not-for-long league.
Yeah, but again, you've got to try to look ahead. And if you can get more for the longer run, absolutely. Why would you not look for that? Because, again, it is the not-for-long league. But if you get in to the right deal at the right time, it helps you later in life.
So in 2019, so last season, 16 of the top 20 free agent contracts by average annual value were for 4 years or more. Okay, so that's the number to know. In 2020, just 8 of the top 20 deals done in free agency have been for 4 or more seasons. Agents specifically saying that, hey, we want shorter contracts, shorter guaranteed money, and we want to be able to have a player option to get out of the contracts because they're looking at that money coming up and saying we want to get back into this thing because seemingly the salary cap for the teams could go up as much as $100 million per team. Think back to the NBA a few seasons ago when that happened. Remember, that was the year that Mozgov got $20 million to be a bench player for the Lakers. There's no reason for that to ever happen, but it did because the league was just flush with money. There's a lot of agents looking at the NFL and saying that specifically is what could happen. Now, because of that, there's a thought process that Dak Prescott now with the Dallas Cowboys, he has the ability to force the Cowboys' hand. Why? Because Dak Prescott could just go on 2 one-year deals being tagged, and then they would not be able to tag him the year that all the money goes up, and he would just be a true free agent a la Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, it's interesting on both sides because you see these shorter deals come in.
Dak would be just 28 years old that year. Yeah.
But it's interesting on both sides because you see the players pushing those contracts to the number of years that they like to get to, right? But then you got the NFL owners who are like, well, wait a minute, we know the same things that you know. So there's a line that's going to have to come between the player itself and the owner.
Yeah.
Right? And Dak's a unique one because he's one of those quarterbacks. He's one of those quarterbacks you look around the league and it's like, if you're a Cowboy, you might think, I need that guy. I need that type of guy. Now, also unique right now with that situation is the Cowboys do that. There's two other quarterbacks that are still sitting out there unsigned. Currently, right now, you got Cam, you got James Winston still sitting out there with not much traction behind their stock at all.
If you were any of those teams, if you were, let's say you were the Bengals, would you trade the number one overall pick for Dak Prescott? Basically, Joe Burrow for Dak Prescott.
Ooh, that's a great question.
I think I would
if that was the only scenario.
If the Cowboys felt like I could not, I'm not going to get the deal that I want, and I think Joe Burrow's going to be a good player,
yeah, and that's no, yes.
I would do it from a Cowboys perspective because I got players to pay and I'm close. So maybe, you know, this rookie quarterback, or to be honest with you, if I was Dallas, the number one thing I would do in that scenario is sign Cam Newton. And then I would have that number one overall pick to get Chase Young.
Yes.
And then I think I would have a Super Bowl contending team as long as Newton was healthy. But, and this is a bizarre world we're entering. But if I were the Bengals, I would 110% entertain that idea.
Yeah, why not?
Because I think Dak is a top half of the league starter, which, again, we just went over, you know, you go back to the last 7 or 8 number one overall draft picks. Only one of them is still actively on a team right now.
Yes.
And he's in Kansas City as a left tackle. Otherwise, everyone else is either looking for a team, not playing well. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Or retired.
So it's, I don't know, man. If I could get a proven commodity that I think, it, you know, especially with a coach that you brought in who's out of the Sean McVay system in Coach Taylor, if I thought I could bring in Dak and he would immediately lift up my offense, I would do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Paying the money I needed.
I think it'd be
going.
A no-brainer if you could make that happen.
If I just don't know if would the Cowboys do that. I mean, they're in a. The problem is the Cowboys are in a hard spot here. The Cowboys are in a situation where, you know, Dak has all the leverage, literally all the leverage.
A bit of it.
And he plays a position kind of like Kirk Cousins. When if you remember, we were talking about this with Cousins. Kirk Cousins could have played and got his ACL blown, and he still would have made the money that he's making because ACLs recover fine. I mean, it would have to be like a Tua, which, again, who was the last quarterback in the NFL that had a devastating injury like that? You know, Alex Smith did, right? Alex Smith had one of those. Yep. So there's an example. How many quarterbacks have played in the league over the last 15 years? You know, where I just gave you one example out of hundreds. You know,
there aren't many.
The percent chance that Dak has something catastrophic happen to him in the next couple years that would make it so he couldn't make any more money is minute. It's very low.
Yes.
I mean, even Tom Brady blew out his knee 1 year, came back fine.
Came back fine.
He would have made money if he was a free agent. He'd have been fine. Yeah, I don't know. He's got all of the
every bit
all of
right
the
now.
Leverage when you're talking about that. Other things that we've noticed are trends in the NFL. Free agents on the wrong side of 30 did not do well this offseason. Chris Harris, Jr., who's 31, who was a Pro Bowler last year, he had a signed a deal, a two-year, $17 million pack. Offensive tackle Brian Bulaga took home a deal with a max value of 3 years, $30 million, which is going on. Otherwise, for the most part, you've got plenty of dudes out there who are on the wrong side of 30 that were not cashing in this year and in the offseason. And it starts to show you that if you are one of these players that are hitting 30 that are making big money, it behooves you to restructure rather than hit free agency, because a lot of times you're not getting much guaranteed money, much less the length of the contract either.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. The length of the contract is a bigger deal when you get to that age bracket at that point in the NFL. It's just they're in such unique times right now, and you wonder if some of this value, and again, it's worldwide right now in what's going on in the country, if some of the values are being depreciated as much right now because of what's going on and the unknown of some of the dollars and if we're going to have sports. And it is a very unique situation right now with all these deals, and because the owners, again, they're looking at it, it's their business. Right? It's their business, and if money ain't flowing in, money ain't flowing out.
To give you some ideas of what you're talking about, this year's class in free agency for the NFL, Austin Hooper made $10 million per season from the Browns. That sets the market for tight ends. Byron Jones, who is a cornerback that went to the Dolphins, he's setting the market for cornerbacks at 16.5. Other than that, no one came even close. Let me give you some things here and tell me if you understand this. Aaron Rodgers right now takes up 19% of his team's cap. Tom Brady came in at 12.6% of his team's cap. Zeke Elliott makes 8% of his team's cap. Melvin Gordon comes in at 4% of his team's cap. So he only made half the money that he did. We've got Julio Jones, who takes up 11.7% of his team's cap. Amari Cooper came at 10, so he came pretty close on that one. You've got the top two highest paid tight ends in the NFL, by the way, both signed this offseason, Jimmy Graham and Austin Hooper.
Jimmy Graham
wow. Got a higher for this upcoming season, higher average than Austin Hooper.
What does it feel like to steal money like
He's
that?
He's so bad.
Seriously.
The Bears, I don't understand. Could you imagine being a Packers fan right now and watching Jimmy Graham sign with a division rival and make the most money for a tight end in the league after the garbage that he did for the Packers last 2 years? That's insane to me. Andres Pete, he was a former big-time recruit for Nebraska. His brother played here. Andres Pete made 5.8% of his cap. Zach Martin has 8%. That tells you how high the big difference there. One of the biggest ones I thought that was kind of interesting, Kyle Van Noy was the largest amount of money for a linebacker, went down to the Dolphins.
Really?
By the way, the Dolphins are all over this list
They're just...
for spending money. Kyle Van Noy, he made 6.4% of the cap. You have Bobby Wagner for Seattle, makes almost 10%
really?
Of the salary
wow.
cap. That's nuts. That's nuts. I mean, that's a lot of money. So it just kind of gives you an idea as you look at this thing, where money's going and how guys just are not signing in free agency for the big player deals. And it might be part of what you're talking about. It also might be that this free agent class wasn't, outside of the quarterbacks, this wasn't a great class.
No.
You know, Melvin Gordon did not prove to be a guy that ended up making big money like some teams thought he would. You also didn't see a lot of your big players. I mean, if you think about it, had Chris Jones hit the market, that's a $20 million a year thing. Jadeveon Clowney's about to be on his third team in as many seasons, right? So it's kind of weird. Here's another one, and we've talked about this on the show. Most teams were conservative at the cornerback spot. We didn't see cornerbacks at multiple levels get the sort of contracts they hoped. We already talked about Jones and Harris got money, okay? So those two guys got paid a little bit. But Darius Slay got traded, didn't sign a big deal like they thought. The Eagles only had to give up a third and a fifth to acquire him, which is insane considering he's an all-pro caliber player. Also, when you look at this thing, Philadelphia signed the nickel Roby Coleman to a one-year deal for a little over $1 million, which is insane considering he's 28 years old, and he was really good out of the slot last year.
I think it's interesting as you're reading these in the cornerback side is just the length of them. There's a ton of one-year deals out there for these guys right now.
By the way, the highest paid contract that went to a cornerback, you want to guess? What team he signed with?
Not the Dolphins.
Well, the Dolphins had the highest paid cornerback. The next highest one, and this dude's never made a Pro Bowl, Bradley Roby signed a 3-year extension for $36 million with the Texans, further showing that Bill O'Brien has no idea what he's doing.
He has no idea. Wow.
Kendall Fuller went to the Washington, which is notorious for spending too much money on a 4-year, $40 million deal. Logan Ryan, who's better than both those guys, still isn't signed. Watch him fall into Kansas City's lap for a cheap contract. There's some good players out there too. Breshad Breeland, Darquise Dennard, Amukamara, Drake Kirkpatrick are all still available. Yeah. That's why I keep seeing all these things about the draft that the Chiefs are going to be drafting corners. Why wouldn't they just do what they did last year and wait and get a couple vets
sure.
and put them in there? Maurice Claiborne's still out there. And then finally, teams resisted the wide receiver market in advance of the draft, something we've talked about. There wasn't very much money spent on wide receivers this year. As a matter of fact, DeMarcus Robinson, who was with the Chiefs, there was a lot of thought that he was going to end up going out and finding him a four or five year deal, possibly with the Giants or some other teams, and they passed on him. And now he came back to Kansas City on a one-year deal that's really cheap because the money wasn't there.
Wow.
So just kind of some things
as you
look. It's
just interesting to look at this thing position-wise. But again, that wide receiver draft is going to be incredible. It's going to be one of the better ones we've seen top to bottom. What do we think? There's like not in the first round, but there's like 11 receivers, 10 or 11 receivers out there this year.
Who do you want to put money down? Let's make a beer bet.
All right.
You want to make a beer bet? And here will be our tiebreaker. If Jadeveon Clowney, here's a beer bet. We're going to each get to pick two teams. I want to guess where Jadeveon Clowney lands. All right?
Okay.
And if we don't get the team, but we get the division, that'll count.
Okay.
If we both don't have the same teams in the division. Okay. All right, so who do you want to bet? Let's go. Jadeveon Clowney beer bet. You can have the first draft pick. I'll take the second draft pick on this.
I will go right away. He goes back and we'll be in Seattle.
You have Seattle, the Seahawks. Seattle. Why are you picking Seattle?
I just think the way this market,
beer bet. We need to have more of these.
Yes. The way the market looks right now and he's having a lower whatever price, that 17, which is crazy, by the way, still.
Yes.
For what we've looked at his production-wise over his career.
He did play in Seattle and he didn't get the stats, he was on a team. They're familiar with him. They invested in him.
Yep.
Although they didn't invest very much to get him.
I think they're just going to sit back and just let it fall back because Clowney isn't going to find, I'm predicting, he is not going to find that money that he wants.
Yes.
And he's got to come back on a little simple deal. for less money, stay in Seattle, familiarity there with that team. That's where I think he lands.
Okay. My first pick of this thing. So we're each going to get two teams. Do I get? I'll even let you have the next pick.
No, I'll
well,
let
this,
you go.
It's fine.
We'll do the.
Here's my next. Here's mine then. I'm gonna go out in left field. Are you ready?
Okay.
In order for someone to sign Jadeveon Clowney for that much money, he's gonna wait on it. They got to be stupid.
There's only two stupid teams.
New York Jets. That's who is going to sign Jadeveon Clowney. I will take the Jets until the cows come home. I think the Jets will sign Jadeveon Clowney because they're stupid, and they'll sign him for like 18 mil per season for no reason, and I think you will see the Jets go get Jadeveon Clowney.
They are that.
They're dumb, so I think they will do that. I'm going to go Jets, J-E-T-S, dumb, dumb, dumb. That's who I think does it.
All right, my second team, man. I got to find one here. I'm just going to
Jets.
Snowball one.
J-E-T-S, dumb, dumb, dumb. They're dumb.
Oh, boy, I'm trying to pick my second team.
I feel like I got a good horse in this thing.
You got a good one right there.
I
feel good about my
You're of a good one, too. I feel like I just drafted a really good horse in the Jadeveon Clowney sweepstakes. They're dumb.
I'm going to go. All right, I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to go with another dumb team that does dumb stuff, but they got a lot of draft picks. To me, it also feels like a Las Vegas Raider.
Oh, you think the Raiders go
like
out?
A Las
Ooh,
Vegas
I don't
Raider
know, man.
On a cheap deal.
Like a one-year deal, maybe?
Like a one-year
I don't know.
Deal. I don't know if there's going to be any of those bigger top teams out there. They're going to look at this guy and go, how do you make us better? But I could see him, Gruden and staff out there going, all right, man, nobody wants you. We'll take you. One-year deal.
Justin tweets the show, says, guys, don't rule out the Bears for Jadeveon Clowney. You do know they just signed Jimmy Graham for too much money. That's true. Those damn Bears. Let me see. Who do I want to make my last team? I got the Jets. I'm leaning Jets. What about another team that could be stupid? I feel like the Giants are dumb. They're a team that would be doing this. The Giants are also on a rookie deal, so they got extra money to put towards them. Do they need a pass rusher, though? That's the question. Another team that might be dumb enough to do this to get him. Gosh, now that I think about it, I don't mind your Raiders take. I'll go with the Giants.
Dang, I was going between the Raiders and the Giants.
Yeah, who did you pick?
I had Seahawks, and then my second was going to be Raiders or Giants.
Okay, I'm going to go Giants. So I think he ends up in the New York market.
Okay.
Those are my two, and then those are my teams.
So you got
are you going Raiders?
Oh, you got Jets and Giants?
Yeah. I think he's going to be either a Jet or a Giant, one of the two.
I've got
if the price is right.
Seahawks, Raiders.
All right, there it is. So we have our beer bet. Beer bet.
Beer bet.
Beer bet. We'll see.
And the tiebreaker was if he lands in a division.
In the division.
Of those teams.
Yes, which I feel good about because Buffalo is my third team. And I got that division already. That's why I didn't pick Buffalo along with the Jets. Because then I would have been pigeonholing myself into just the NFC or AFC East. Instead, I pigeonholed myself into a city. I think he ends up in New York. And they're both dumb enough to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's where I think that ends up. That's a good beer bet.
That's a good beer bet. We have to do more of those.
That is. I will have to do that. Let's take a really quick break. When we come back, speaking of the AFC, odds are out on AFC teams to win the AFC championship. I'll tell you who the top five are. There's one team in there that there is no way in hell this team makes the AFC championship. I'll tell you who that is next.